I'm Zach Gross, creator of Dudu the Clown's Unbelievable Adventure, and this is the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to celebrate Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Zach Gross about his new comic book, Dudu the Clown's Unbelievable Adventure. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. Based in Vaughan, Ontario, Zach Gross is a cartoonist and illustrator. Zach specializes in illustration, comics, and live caricature. Claiming to be cursed with a deep fascination for comics, cartoons, and the absurd, Zach has spent countless hours honing his craft to create ground views of a world gone silly. His work is infused with a blend of humor, satire, and nostalgia. Drawing inspiration from the whimsical and surreal Silver Age of comics, Zach enjoys playing with archetypes and imagery of bygone eras. Threaded with his works are small details that help build his world. These intricacies add depth and layers to subject matter that may not be seen as complex at first glance. His latest project is a comic book, Dudu the Clown's Unbelievable Adventure. Here's some background about the lead character. Dudu the Clown has been entertaining the masses for over 40 years, bringing joy and laughter everywhere he goes, from Canada to Jamaica and everywhere in between. Over his long, unbelievable career, he was a clown in Adam Sandler's Billy Madison, voted Entertainer for the Year 2015 by the Canadian Association of Fairs and Expositions, and has been hailed as a hometown hero by the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Zach Gross about his new comic book, Dudu the Clown's Unbelievable Adventure. So, Zach Gross, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
I appreciate your time. Before we get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
The first comic book that I read had to be something Archie or Scooby-Doo related.
Those are good ones for sure.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm wondering, who or what inspires you to create today?
I just have a love of drawing and cartooning, so I create a bunch of things in that scope. Like, I love illustration. I love making posters. I love making comics. And I love doing live caricature at fairs, festivals, and different events. So there's a lot of things that keep me drawing and making cartoons.
Great. Good stuff. Well, we're here talking today about your latest comic book entitled Dudu the Clown's Unbelievable Adventure. So for someone not familiar with the book, how would you describe it to them?
I'd say it's just a wild adventure about a clown who really doesn't want to be doing that type of thing, but he's up for the challenge anyways. It's just a bunch of wacky situations and different crazy things that you can do when you're dealing with a clown.
Right. Well, I know this might be an obvious question, but what was your inspiration to create this comic book?
So my inspiration to create this comic book was actually, I'm really close friends with Dudu's son, Dylan. And we were out one night and we both sort of came up at the same time that it would be a good idea if we made a comic book about Dudu's crazy adventure, sort of like a day in the life sort of thing, but taken to the extreme.
For people not familiar with Dudu, I mean, I live in the area here in Southern Ontario, and Dudu is a fixture at various events and festivals. But after doing some research a little bit more, digging deeper, I didn't realize that he was actually in a movie with Adam Sandler and Billy Madison. And he is actually hailed as a hero as well in Toronto. So lots of history with this character and with this person. And it's great that you're memorializing him in this comic book. So that's tremendous. Was there any other inspiration besides just the fact you came up with an idea? Or do you think that maybe people in the area need to understand who this character is and his relevance?
Yeah, Dudu's already a legend. So there's already so much history about him as a person and all the crazy things that he's done over his career. But also there exists another version of Dudu where it's like, okay, there's just a lot of history around him. So it was just fun to sort of play around in that, make a new world and sort of go crazy with it, because there already is so much unbelievable, not to use his catchphrase, but there's so much unbelievable history behind Shane, who created Dudu, and Dudu, the character. It was just sort of, I could do whatever I wanted.
Right. I got to ask you, were you commissioned to create this comic book, or was it just out of the blue you said, I'm going to make it because he deserves it?
It was sort of that. Like, Dudu was a huge part of my childhood as well. And I just thought it would be a great, great use of my talents to make something that the fans are going to love, because Dudu is connected with thousands of people, everybody in around Ontario, I'd say, who are going to all these fairs. And I know more specifically in my area, like having birthday parties and different community events, he's always there. So I feel like he's built up a really loyal following of people who not only are excited to read this adventure, but also deserve it because they stuck with Dudu for so long. All these facets of everything he does.
Right. It's been said that you should always first create for yourself, but I've got to ask you, who ultimately is the target audience for this comic book?
I say the target audience is kids, families, people who are just looking for some light fun.
Now, you've mentioned fairs and different events, but I'm wondering, how do you plan to promote the comic book? Do you have any plans underway, things you will be carrying out over the next few months or so once the comic book is done?
Well, the comic book's already done, so just continuing to go around to different shows and different events and promoting it. Yeah, seeing whoever wants to order.
Right. Now, I'd like to switch gears a wee bit and talk about your creative process. Can you walk me through your process overall and what tools you use to create your art?
Sure. So my process starts with writing. So I wrote down around like 24 scenes that I thought would make good pages. And then over those written like post-it notes, I made like a rougher sketch on my iPad of like how I wanted the action to be in direction. And then I took it to paper and then I would blue line everything. And then once I had all 26 pages, I penciled it out and then I inked it all and then added different pages to sort of make the story flow a bit better. And then I lettered it digitally. Then I did the cover and then colored the cover. And then I did like the end paper part where it shares a little bit of Dudu's real history and pictures of him with some celebrities. And then my author's page, which I posted on my Instagram, I drew that out as well. So, and then just sort of matching it all together and making the dummy so I knew what pages to put each page on. And then there's some weird math in self-publishing. So then I folded it all, printed it. Yeah.
It's really a keepsake for anyone who's a fan of Dudu or wants to know more about him, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Cool. So we've been talking about Dudu the Clown, the comic book. I'm wondering, do you have any other projects on the go that you can discuss?
Everything's kind of in the air right now, so I'm still figuring out what's the next big thing I want to tackle, but I have some ideas, so stay tuned.
Right. Now, I know it's really early for to talk about anything coming up in 2026, but do you have any shows or events planned for next year?
For next year? Not quite yet.
Okay, still a bit early, but I guess there'll be something, as you mentioned, lots of fairs going on in Southern Ontario that you want to take advantage of. So we'll just have to stay tuned, as you said. So with that in mind, where should people go online to find out more about your current and your future projects?
So you can stay tuned on my Instagram is the best way to see what's going on, ART_ZACHS, and my website, www.artzax.com.
Very good. Well, Zach, those are all the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you want to get across in this interview?
I'd say about my other comics that I have out. I've got a small proof of concept comic called The Space Junk Punks, which you can see more about that on my website. I also have the Zach Gross Caricature Compendium, which sort of includes a lot of my live caricature work that I've done at different events, stitched together with some never-before-seen illustrations and some comics as well.
Thanks to Zach for taking time to chat with me. You can discover more about Zach Gross online at artzachs.com. That's artzachs.com. And on Instagram at art_Zachs. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit the True North Country Comics website to listen to more conversations about creators, about making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media sites, and you're encouraged to send any and all feedback to John at truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2025.